Beep a beep a boop a beep. Beep beep a beep a boop a beep. Go Bayside. Beep a beep a boop a beep. Beep beep a beep a boop a beep. Go Bayside. Beep a beep a boop a beep.
All right, you guys, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside, the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I have a friend over to watch an episode, and then we break it down for you bit by bit. Now, this is exciting, actually, because we just met. We're friends now. You just came to my house to watch TV with me.
Yeah, we're real life friends now.
Yeah, this is Melissa Stetton, who contacted me and was like, hey, can I be on your podcast? And I was like, of course you can.
Of course.
Yeah, I was psyched that you were psyched to do it. And the episode that we just watched is called SATs, and the original air date was November 16th, 1991.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like 7 years old.
What? Oh, God. I feel a thousand years old right now. Well, you were well familiar with it. Even when I emailed you and was like, here's the one you're going to be doing, you were like, I totally know it.
Oh, I've seen each episode at least 10 times.
Well, so did you... Well, first of all, let's go ahead and get into it, and then we'll talk about, like, the history of the show. But go ahead and give, like, a 4 or 5 sentence synopsis of the plot.
So this episode, the gang takes their SATs, and they get the results, and the results are surprising because Zach gets the highest score.
Of course.
And he's supposed to be the dumbest one of the group.
Right.
I mean, Slater gets, what, a 1050. Kelly gets, like, 11...
Yeah.
Lisa gets 1140.
Yeah.
Screech gets a surprisingly low.
Way surprisingly
one.
Low.
And then Jesse gets, what's hers?
1205. Yeah.
Which is like pretty average.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not
decent.
That good.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to be a genius. So she freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
And her life is over. She's like depressed. Starts like resigning from all her clubs and shit.
Right.
And then, what happens? Oh, they have their little college convention thing. And
right.
The Stansbury rep doesn't want Jesse because her SAT score was too low, and they want Zach. And so Zach hires this actor.
Yeah, James the actor.
James the actor to play a Harvard rep
right.
to make it seem like they're interested in Jesse. So Stansbury now wants Jesse, and all this crazy stuff happens, and then Jesse teaches Stansbury a lesson.
It's of course.
Like, you don't want me. You just want me because Harvard wants me. I don't need you. And then,
which is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, which is so stupid. And then everyone learns their lesson, and she's like, there are tons of other schools. Everything's
right.
fine.
Right. No, that's great. That's totally what happens. Now, this episode, well, it starts off, okay, this is a foreign one to me. I, go ahead and get personal stuff out of the way, I didn't take my SATs. I took the ACT.
Oh,
I did super poorly in high school, didn't give a care, was like, I'm not going to college for a while, likely,
right.
if at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even take my SAT. I was like, I don't care. And
yeah.
then I took the ACT when I was like 22, because I started college when I was 23. Yeah, it was weird.
You can take them when you're
20? Yeah, you can take it whenever. Like,
whoa.
Can I take them now?
Do you see what I get?
I think you can, because it's like, you have to take, well, where did you grow up?
Michigan.
Yeah, I grew up in Georgia, and I don't know if it's... You have to take one or the other.
Yeah, we
to
took
get
SATs.
Into college. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, well, so I'm going to have to defer to you on this because, like, all I know is nobody talked about it, though. I remember SAT time and my friends taking them, and none of us were like, What'd you get? Like,
I mean,
no
it was
one cared.
Like, yeah, no one really cared. Like, I took it and I got a 1312, I believe.
Congratulations.
Which is, like, pretty good, but it's, like, I was always good at taking tests.
Right.
That's, like, my... I did really good in high school, but I was just always really good at taking tests, and I feel like I just never really, like, absorbed the knowledge, but I just, like, would prepare really well for tests.
For the
so
test
I was like, yeah, whatever.
It
like, it didn't really...
Yeah, see, I didn't... I was off... Well, I just did bad in all respects. I mean, I just didn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, I'm reading zines, I'm going to shows, I don't care about this homework, like, whatever.
Yeah, like, I didn't apply. I mean, I went to Western Michigan, which is, like, in Kalamazoo where I grew up. Which
right.
is, like, an average school. Like, I didn't apply to, like, Harvard or Columbia.
Oh, no, I totally... I went to Georgia State University in Atlanta also.
Yeah.
I did apply to the University of Georgia, and they were like, quit playing. Like, you're not even close. It's weird, because UGA now in Georgia is, like, super hard to get into, because everybody wants to go.
Yeah.
And also, Georgia has a thing called HOPE, where the HOPE scholarship, where if you get above a B average, you go anywhere in Georgia for free for college.
That's Kalamazoo. It's called the Kalamazoo Promise.
Yeah.
If you are in schools, public schools in Kalamazoo from, like, kindergarten to 12th grade, you go anywhere in Michigan for free. Like, some anonymous, like... donation person.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's called the Kalamazoo Promise, and it's like the only city in the country. But it started a year after I graduated.
Oh, that's
So I could have gotten any college in Michigan for free. Right. It's already a year. I mean, because I went there my whole life. To Kalamazoo. So
yeah,
I got fucked.
That sucks. Yeah, Hope wasn't happening when I was in high school. So like a ton of people went to UGA.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so all of this is kind of foreign to me, but I just remembered the times when SATs were going on, like. Mm-hmm. The school wasn't like a buzz.
No.
With SAT chatter.
No one wanted to take them.
No one.
It was just like a pain in the ass.
It's totally. Well, that's how it opens. Zach comes in. He's talking to the camera and he's like, look, I'm at school on a Saturday. I mean, that rang true. I was like, that was like another reason I didn't want to take it. I'm like, I'm not going to go to school on a Saturday.
Right. It was like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Like at some other high school.
Yeah.
Drive
and like
to.
In their gym or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he comes in. He's like, I'm at school on a Saturday. I got to take the SATs. This sucks. Now, again, because I don't have any reference, I'm going to lean on you for this. When you would take your SAT, did the principal of the school come in and give you a speech?
No. Yeah. No speech. It
no
was
speech.
Like the teachers. We were all in just like one big room, like the cafeteria or something.
Right.
And it was like one of the teachers or like one of the guidance counselors or somebody.
Right.
Like, a couple of people were there to just, like, make sure no one's cheating or whatever.
Well, of course.
The principal was not there.
The principal's not there. And also, Mr. Belling comes in, not only gives a speech, like, what? Is totally, like, no pressure, you guys, but what you get on this test determines the rest of your life.
Nobody would say that.
Totally, like, psychs them out.
That? Yeah.
He's like, hope you don't fuck this up or else, you know,
you're
gonna be homeless
fucked.
And penniless.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, wow, thanks. Thanks a lot, Mr. Belding. And then... So everybody's taking it, and you just have kind of an internal monologue. Mm-hmm. They hit up everybody, and Jessie is thinking, I hope I get into Stansbury.
She's, like, super confident.
Yeah.
She's like, I got this in the bag. I'm such a good test taker.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm totally going to get into Stansbury. But that's also the first time, I swear, because we both said that in previous episodes, she does say Stanford.
Yeah.
Which is a real thing.
Yeah.
So, but for this one, it's all Stansbury, which obviously is a fake thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, like, obsessed with that. So yeah, they're cutting everybody, you know, their internal thing. And then they get to Zach and he's checking out the girl sitting next to him.
Who's
Ben Stiller's wife.
Also in Hey Dude.
Also in Hey Dude.
What's her name?
Christine Taylor.
Christine Taylor.
And you brought that up and I was like, yo, that lady lived the teenage dream.
Yeah.
She got to be in an episode of Saved by the Bell and in Hey Dude, which was another
show
I totally watched.
Yeah, I love Hey Dude.
Yeah. So Zach is like, yeah, this is an important test because I'm going to hook up with this lady.
And then Lisa was... Like the question that is on SAT, the train question. If a train leaves one station and blah, blah, blah. I have never in my life had to answer that type of a question.
What kind of, again, I didn't, and another reason I took the ACT is because it was more, I think the ACT is more aptitude. It's more like how smart you are versus how much you know. Because
I think that's what it is.
I took the SAT because it's more how much did you learn in high school.
Yeah, because it's like, it's verbal and math.
Yeah, because I'm like, I didn't pay attention. So I was like, I'll take that. I know I'm not technically dumb,
right.
So I'll take the ACT
because
it's going to measure that I'm not really dumb.
Right.
So I didn't even know like what kind of stuff was on the SAT, but did they
it's
have
just
word
overall
problems?
It's like science, social studies,
right? It's just like some of everything,
geometry, and I don't think physics were on there, just everything,
right?
It was just overall everything,
right? Yeah. So she's like reading out loud the word problem, and then they cut to Slater, who's like, I'm so hungry, I only ate 4 Twinkies and a box of Ding Dongs for breakfast. And I get what they're trying to do there, because obviously he's like the jock.
Yeah.
But not, you don't eat that. You wouldn't have muscles if you ate that.
You can't be a wrestler and a star football player if you're eating Ding Dongs.
A box of
you would, he'd
would
be overweight.
Like, you would
he'd have diabetes.
Exactly. He would be like, oh, I have to have my feet amputated
right. If
I eat that for breakfast. Yep. Like, the joke is, he's a beefy jock, but then you just go, oh, I ate like... You know, whatever. What does Rocky eat? Like a raw eggs or whatever. You'd be like, oh, I ate a dozen eggs and whatever. So that joke annoyed me because I was like, that's the shit I ate for breakfast
as a teenager.
I'm not a buff wrestler.
Right.
Yeah. So, that joke failed. Okay, so they're all taking the SATs and then that's over. And then they have a thing. They're like, okay, a few weeks later. And they're all sitting in the Max.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing we tripped on. They're all have their envelopes of SAT results. Like, eagerly anticipating sharing these with each other.
Yeah, like, wouldn't they open them immediately upon getting them?
Yes!
Like, I would. I would be like, oh my god, I'm not gonna wait until, like, totally. All my friends get theirs and, like, read them together.
Yeah.
Like, over dinner.
Because there are many factors here. Well, first of all, because I was watching that going, I don't know what any of my friends got on their SAT.
No, I have no idea. I have no clue.
No one shared that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember in the hall. I don't remember anyone going, guess what I got? Like, just nobody talked about it.
Yeah, it wasn't like a thing.
There wasn't a thing at all that you'd like eagerly want to know about your friends.
Yeah.
For many reasons, probably the first being what happens is that when you share, one person's going to have the lowest and you have to go, oh, sorry,
right,
buddy.
Right.
So it's like, why do you want that to happen?
I know. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. And that is exactly what happened. Like, they go around, they announce scores. I wrote them all down. Obviously, Zach got a 1502 is the highest. Jesse got a 1205. Lisa, 1140. Kelly, 1100. Slater, 1050, the lowest, of course. Mm-hmm. And then Screech with the 1220.
Which doesn't make sense.
Makes zero sense. And I mentioned this almost every episode because of the fact that that motherfucker built a robot.
A robot.
He hand-built a robot. He's not getting perfect
Siri
on the map.
Into a person.
Yes!
20 years ago.
Yes! 20
He's
years
a
earlier.
Genius.
And he gets a 1220 yeah. on his SATs. That
so
is
inaccurate.
Not
no,
true.
Not right.
I mean, yeah, so that is insane. And also, he's weirdly not mad. I mean, I guess his whole character is like, what a dummy. Socially, but you'd
right.
think if I'm Screech, I'd go, well, hold on. I'm fairly certain I'm qualified to work at NASA at
right.
this point, given the fact that I built my own functioning robot. I can't believe I got a 1220. Like, he would be
yeah.
pissed.
Yeah. And he's like, whatever.
Yeah, he's just like, whatever. So, but yeah, Jesse, of course, gets the 1205, mm-hmm. and she is super duper pissed. Okay, and then the next scene, they're back in the hallway. Heather, who's Ben Stiller's wife, comes up to Zach and is like, I heard you got... Oh, that's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
It's like, word on the street.
Word on the street. Zach got a 1502.
Again, like, anyone would care.
Like, who did he tell? Like, is he going around, like, telling chicks, like, I got a 1502. Want
right.
to come over and study?
Yeah, exactly. And then that even made me think, I couldn't even tell you anyone in my high school who got, like, a super high score. I mean, I guess you'd hear if somebody got a perfect 1600, you'd hear
right.
about that. Because I bet it'd be, like, on the news or some shit.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I can't even
no
remember hearing any buzz about any SAT scores.
No.
But, yeah, this Bayside is like, oh, my God, y'all. Did you hear?
Bayview. Like,
yeah.
As James
as
the actor.
James, yeah, exactly. Even though he's already been there to play Zach's
yeah.
dad.
Yeah.
And he's, like, forgotten the name of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she comes up like, oh, my God, I heard you got a 1502, you know, kind of study with you. And she is wearing an ensemble that, like, mom would go, oh, that's whack. Like, I'm not wearing that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
totally.
The most, it's like a knitted sweater with roses on it or
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Donna, my mom, would be like, no thanks. Put it back on the rack at Cachet. I'm not buying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Cachet.
That's my mom's jam.
Or Dots.
Or,
like,
yeah, totally.
Dots.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a Midwestern thing. There's this really store, awful store for, like, older ladies, but it's like, marketed towards, like, younger girls where it's like sweaters and roses and
yeah.
flowers and
yeah I mean that it's such a like
bedazzled thing
yeah that's totally what she's wearing, but she's supposed to be super hot. So she's like, hey Zach, can I study with you? And of course he's like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then so they make plans for a study date. Then they cut to Jesse.
This yeah the all the colleges are in the gym talking to people.
Well, first, though, they cut to Jesse in the hallway, and I just point this out because it's just more of a demonstration of what a total dick Jesse is, because Lisa and Kelly are trying to cheer her up. Like, they're
right.
like, hey, you didn't do that bad or whatever.
Right.
And she's like, well, it's true. I did better than both of you. And so that's, they're like, what? And then she's like, but it doesn't really count because you guys are both cheerleaders. So
like, that's such a bitchy
burn.
Thing to
it's
say
so
to your best friends.
To your best friends.
Like, you guys are idiots, you're cheerleaders, but I guess I did better than you.
Totally. It's like, to your best friends that you're constantly calling dumb. Also,
yeah.
you're the feminine, you're the resident feminist.
Yeah.
And
you
like,
should be supporting your two
totally.
Cheerleader friends.
But she's calling, and also calling them dumb cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Like, oh, also cheerleaders are dumb. Like, sweet feminist.
Yeah,
yeah.
great. Great example, Jesse
totally.
Spano.
So yeah, Jesse sucks. Like, I just can't.
She's such a bitch in this episode.
She is, but in like lots of episodes.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
recently, I was thinking, like, she's so mean to her friend. She's
yeah.
the one that's probably the meanest. Even though Zach's the sociopath of the
right.
crew, Jessie's kind of technically the meanest because she's the one that'll just go to their faces and mm-hmm. be like, yo, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Yo, you're dumb cheerleader.
Yeah, like to Slater.
Yes, and calls him like a meathead and is like, I can't believe you're like how dumb you are in a college yeah. wants you. And it's yeah. like, didn't we date? Like, thanks
I know.
A lot.
Yeah, they dated. They were in love.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, she's the worst.
Yeah, so the next scene is they're in the gym, I guess, mm-hmm. for their college fair. Now, again, did you have one of these at your school?
No.
I don't think we did either.
No, there wasn't one where... no, there wasn't.
I don't think we did. Again, I could be wrong because I wouldn't have gone to it, but I don't think we did. And I don't, if we did, I don't think it had like people there from the schools.
I think there was one at the Western Michigan University and Kalamazoo College were both in my city, and they had days where high school kids could come in and meet like
right.
guidance counselors or whatever. You'd like go to Western. They didn't come to the high school.
Yeah.
Maybe because our high school was kind of shitty. So I went to the ghetto high school. So
really?
Nobody really came to my high school. Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, mine was, I went to a big high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, I think it was a case of you could go get like pamphlets or whatever
yeah.
for other colleges. But I don't remember there being a thing where it's like, hi, I'm a guy from the college
yeah,
to talk to you.
Go to like your guidance counselor and they yeah. would be like, here, you should apply to this, this, and this, and this. And you would just apply to them and then
mm-hmm. yeah, that's
maybe
totally...
visit the college.
Yeah, because mine, I remember it was a requirement, like, junior year or something, to have that appointment with your guidance counselor.
Yeah. Because
it was like,
right,
okay, you got to
yeah,
start
yeah.
applying.
Yeah.
Because I remember mine being like, what are you doing? Like, are
yeah.
you going to take, or what are you going to do? And I was like, I don't know, I'm good.
Yeah, I was
now,
like,
thanks.
I don't know what I want to do with my life. Don't ask me.
I was like, don't sweat it. I'm fine. But yeah, so I don't remember our high school having this, but I'm sure it's a thing
yeah.
that people have. So yeah, it's in the gym. All the colleges have tables. They have representatives there. And they're all looking around. And that's when Belding comes in
yeah.
and like yells out to the gym.
Here's Zach. He got a 1500 on his SATs, making everybody else in there feel like shit.
Totally. Totally making everybody feel dumb.
Like, what kind of a principal is he?
Completely. He yells it out like yeah. he's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Everyone applauds.
Yes!
Everyone applauds.
Yes! He starts.
Who would applaud? Who'd be like, yeah, you beat us all. You're smarter
yeah.
than us all.
He starts an applause break.
Yeah.
But even on top of all that, like, that's bad because you're making the mm-hmm. kids feel bad. I also think SATs are, like, privileged information.
Right.
I don't think the principal gets to yell that out to
no.
everyone. It's like,
no.
No, that's my business. I don't think everyone's
yeah,
supposed to
confidential.
Know.
Yeah, that's confidential.
Yeah, so he yells it out. Everybody loses their mind and applauds like a rock star is in their midst. Yeah.
Stansbury bitch is like, oh, 1502. Well.
Totally. So he, yeah, she's the Stansbury lady is like, oh, let's talk. You must be a genius, whatever, whatever. And then that's when Belding kind of realizes for a second what he just did
uh-huh.
because Jessie is there and he's like, oh, yeah, Jessie's cool, too.
Yeah, she got straight A's. She's head of the student council.
Yeah, he tries
but
to,
anyway,
like, make up
here's
for
that.
It. Yeah. He, like, briefly tries to, like, throw Jessie a bone.
Right.
But then is like, but Zach's your man.
Yeah.
But then she goes, the Stansbury rep asks Jessie, oh, like, that sounds good. What did you get on your SATs?
What exactly was your score?
What exactly was your score?
Yeah.
Again, no one would do that.
No.
And then
no.
when she says it, you know, when she's, like, 1205, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, 1205. The lady just immediately goes, no thanks.
Yeah. Like in the bitchiest way possible.
The bitchiest way possible in front of everybody.
In front of everybody.
And again, this is making it seem like that is 100% what colleges care about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it makes no difference that she's
yeah.
straight A's, the captain of everything ever, the
yeah,
head of
nothing
every committee.
Matters.
Nope, nothing. What's your SAT? Nope. Okay, bye.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So just diss
her
scram. In front of everyone. And that is also a case of, it's an adult. It's an adult just telling a
right.
kid, like, sorry about it.
Right, and you're supposed to be encouraging them
yes.
to, like, go to college, and you're just, like, cutting them down.
Yes.
Like, you're an idiot. Get out of here.
Yes! Like, so this grown woman is like, sorry, you suck. Peace out, Jessie. So she says that in front of everybody. Okay, now, the next scene, they're back at the Max.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this down because I guess they have breakfast. We're supposed to know they're having breakfast.
Yeah, they're
there.
Drinking orange juice.
Every single one of them has a glass of orange
yeah.
juice. And so to me, that was just, I guess, their way of being like, we are having breakfast.
Right.
Like, that's what you're supposed to take away from this.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember another episode
Where they have breakfast.
Where they have breakfast at the Max.
I know. I saw the orange juice and I was like, what?
Yeah. Because I didn't know that was a thing that... I mean, they can never not go to the Max. Like, right. They're like, we even have to go right. before school. We're right. always at the Max.
Yeah.
Also, it was packed.
It was. So, maybe it was a weekend brunch.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
I mean, it was like wall to wall. If we're guessing this is before school, it's like 7 in the morning. So it's like wall to wall people.
Was it before school? Or was it
a weekend? Yeah, because he goes... Because Zach goes, I got to go. He was like, Mr. Belding wants to meet me before school to give me an award or something. Yeah.
Nobody meets before high school to go to breakfast.
To go to breakfast.
And is like in that good of a mood, like that awake.
And they're all, I woke up like 5 minutes before I had to walk out the door to go to school.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, they're all like completely dressed, like ready to party.
That doesn't happen.
Not at all.
No way.
I never, in the history of my high school,
Never had breakfast before. Unless I was like skipping school and going to breakfast and then showing up late.
But I certainly don't remember any friends being like, hey, would you like to meet for breakfast before high school? Like, what are you talking about?
At like 5 in the morning or something. Because high school's at like 7:30 is when it started.
Yes!
Nobody does that.
No one did
that. The show is a lie.
Yeah. I can't believe how inaccurate
it is. I'm so angry.
Like, to the point where, seriously, if a friend of mine said that, I would be like, what is your fucking problem?
I'd be like, what are you... No, I'm not meeting you at 6 in the morning for anything.
Seriously. I'm a teenager.
Right.
Are you kidding? I want to sleep.
Yeah. I skipped like 20 days of school, like my high school.
Did you really?
Senior year. I skipped school so much. It's a miracle that I graduated.
Wait, but your senior year, or did you skip before that?
Oh, yeah. I skipped every year. But my senior year, like I only had like... 3 classes in the afternoon because I took so many classes before.
Right.
And so I would just sleep in through my like first class.
Uh-huh.
And I think I got just like a C or a C or a D.
Yeah,
like,
but at that point
class.
It kind of doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Because the end of your senior year, it's like you've already gotten into whatever college you're going to go.
That was my, I was like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it totally
doesn't.
I'm going
to Western and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I just started skipping school like as much as possible.
Did you ever get caught or get in trouble?
No, I would fake notes from my mom.
Yes.
I'd be like, Melissa was sick yesterday.
Yeah.
And then like they would call my mom and like my mom would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's okay. I'm still graduating.
Yeah,
like, I never
like,
got in trouble. I'm like, I'm an adult. I'm going to school. I'm responsible. I'm not going to be like a dropout and get pregnant.
Right.
Like, just trust me.
Right. I was kind of like, I never ever skipped school until my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never... The weird thing is I like, even though I didn't do any work, I liked school. Like, as a social thing, I liked being there, so I wasn't like, I gotta get out of here. Like, I had a blast, because I was just, like, clowning on everything and everyone. But then senior year, I also started skipping, because by that time, I was only taking, like, electives.
Right.
And so, it was just, like, to kill time.
Right. It didn't matter.
And I think, did I get caught? I think I might have gotten caught once. I might have got caught once, but other than that, like, you know how at our school, if you were late or you were absent, you got, like, a slip.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, making copies of it or something. So I would use...
Oh, yeah.
If I had a legit excuse, like, if I was legit sick one day, I'd, like, keep that and then, like, use it later somehow. So it always kind of looked legit.
Right.
But at that point, too, I was like, it's my senior year. I don't care.
Yeah.
I already know I'm technically going to graduate somehow.
Yeah, that's exactly
how
I was.
Yeah. And I was also just not, I don't know, I didn't do, like, technically bad things. I wasn't, like, a bad kid in any other respect other than I got bad grades.
I smoked pot in the parking lot, like, during lunch.
Right.
Like, I did that.
Wow. But, like, and you never got caught doing that?
No. People would get caught, and I never did, though.
Really?
Like, you would just sneak out to the parking lot, go in people's cars, and just, like,
get
super high. I remember doing that one day, like, going to geometry class. We had to take a test, and I think I got, like, a D on the test. My teacher's like, Melissa, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, I was really sick that day. And I was so high.
Right, right.
I was sitting next to my friend Rose, and we were just, like, super high, like, laughing. I'm like, I don't know the answer to this. What is it? I was in, like, ninth grade, too.
Like, laughing, staring at the circles.
We were trying so hard not to laugh. It was so amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that, I think in those cases, the teachers have to know. Like, the teacher's like, we know these kids are high.
I'm like, I'm not a bad kid. I'm not, like... failing all my classes.
Right,
so they
just
probably were like, whatever.
That is funny. Yeah, I can't believe I didn't skip school more, but I just was like, oh, it's fun to be here even though I'm not like doing work. I
would hide
weird.
In people's trunks of their cars because there's a security guard to like leave school because when people had cars when they were like 16, 17, and I would hide in the trunk of the car because I didn't have a pass to leave and I would just like get out of the trunk and get in the back.
What?
Seat.
That rules. That's like a perfect. I'm surprised like tons more people don't do that.
I don't know.
Yeah, because
I'm sure they do.
They probably
know.
Do. Yeah, we had a campus cop. Like that was the only time I ever got caught skipping. I wasn't even going to skip. I was going to go somewhere for lunch.
Right.
Like, I was going to just go off campus, yeah, like Taco Bell or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And me and my friend Jeremy, he caught us. And we tried the lie, and it was, like, the dumbest lie. Like, yeah, we halfway through our lie, we were like, yeah, we're going to Taco Bell. Like, we just gave up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is the worst, yeah, dumbest lie, and whatever. And in that case, they did call my mom, but my mom's like, if you were just going to go to Taco Bell, I don't care.
Right.
Like, I didn't get in trouble, yeah, for it. Anyway, what? Oh, yeah, so
Stansbury rep comes to the Mac.
Yes. So that before school.
Before school.
Yeah, like Zach leaves to go whatever.
Yeah.
They're still there having breakfast. The Stansbury lady comes into the Max before school.
Mm-hmm.
That, if you extrapolate that too, that also means she had to like look for, like,
she was like stalking them.
Yeah, because
how does she know that they're at breakfast?
Exactly. How does she even know the existence of the Max?
Yeah.
Like, she's not from there. She's,
no,
a lady from an out of town school, but she figures out what the Max is, yeah, where it is, and goes to, and it's like, oh, that guy's probably there.
Kind of creepy.
It's super creepy.
Kind of creepy.
So she walks into the Max at like 7:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up to Slater, which of course, immediately Jesse's like, oh, she's here for me.
Oh, of course, she's here for me. She's,
I'm
not here for any of you dummies. She's,
yeah,
here,
exactly,
for me.
Exactly. Like, but she makes a beeline for Slater and is, mm-hmm, like, hey, can we talk? And that's also immediately when Jesse's like, how can you want that idiot?
Yeah.
Like, to her ex-boyfriend.
Her ex-boyfriend, who they were in love.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, they go to talk, and that's when Jesse's like, I can't believe it. She's, mm-hmm, talking to that idiot. He comes back over, and she's like, what was that about? And he's like, oh, she wants to give me a football scholarship. And of course, Jesse's like, what? But you're a total idiot.
Right.
And I gotta say, though, I was, like, kind of on Jesse's side for this.
Right.
Only because it is indicative of, like, our nation's attitude of, like, if a guy can play football, he can,
right,
get away with anything.
That's, yeah.
And, like, I personally hate that so much.
But it's an Ivy League school.
And, yeah, that's,
do
I don't
they
know.
They have football team? Does,
yeah,
Harvard have a football team?
I feel
team?
Like that's what I wrote down. I don't know enough about colleges and especially about sports and whatever, but, like,
Harvard has, like, a rugby team, right?
That's what I thought, too. I wrote that down. Lacrosse? I was like, does Harvard have a football team? I'm looking it up. I mean,
I feel like they do.
I don't
feel like you would get a scholarship to play football
to
play
go
to
football.
Harvard. You go to Harvard to, like, be a genius.
What other?
Columbia?
I don't know enough about it. My ex, Andy, went to Cornell, and that's an Ivy League school.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the swim team. I think they have things like swimming and stuff. But
is Penn State Ivy League?
I don't know. I'm gonna look up Ivy League. This is
they have a school. They have a football team, right? Yeah, because the
I don't
the
know.
Guy
I'm gonna get emails from
kids.
People. I'm gonna get emails from dudes that are like, "I went to an Ivy League school and I was a quarterback and it was the best." Oh, here we go. Athletic one. Yeah, they do have sports teams, but I don't. Who has ever heard of the Harvard football team?
What are they called? The Harvard.
Are we super dumb because we don't know this? I don't know shit,
I don't know
about
anything.
Sports.
Nothing.
I mean, I'll say that right now. On any level. College, pro.
The Super Bowl's today.
I know the Super Bowl's in a couple hours. That's
I
about
have no
all
idea who's
athletic
playing.
Facilities. Oh, they all do have football. Even like Brown. Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Penn, Princeton, and Yale.
Yale football.
Like, have you ever heard that?
Never.
I mean, I guess also we don't really hang out with dudes who are into sports. Okay, well,
yeah, that's true.
I guess it's true. Sports happen in Ivy League schools. So
that could be true that Stansbury
wants Slater to go on a scholarship. I mean, imagine that. Slater on a full scholarship to an Ivy League
but
university.
But is he that good at football?
I mean, I guess because he goes, she heard about me.
Oh. See, I thought it was wrestling.
Oh, he's, I think he's like jack
he's
of
just
all
trades. He's just all around.
Yeah, I think it's wrestling, football. I think he's even on the basketball
team. That's what I'm saying. They play basketball,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because remember when Zach hurt his knee? They were on the basketball team together.
Right.
I think he just does it all. All right, so he's going to go to an Ivy League school until that episode where he goes to Iowa to wrestle or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and his dad wants him,
yeah,
to join the Army.
But he wants
or
to join the Army instead. Okay, so the next scene, we're in Belding's office, and that's when he's... That's the meeting that he called Zach in,
mm-hmm,
for, and Zach thinks he's getting an award, but Belding's, mm-hmm, like, no. Obviously, with that 1502,
yeah,
you're a genius.
So you need to be taking harder classes.
We need to challenge that genius mind.
We need to put you in college-level Russian.
Yes.
Which, does that exist?
That, yes, among the classes, he's like, college-level Russian. Do any high schools even offer high school-level Russian?
I don't think so. In my high school, it was Spanish, French, and I was in a Latin class.
Yes. My high school offered Spanish, French, Latin,
German, maybe?
And German. I think those were the four at my high school.
No one's teaching Russian.
Russian!
Or
in
like
high
Chinese
school.
Or like...
None of that. No. So yeah, so that's one of the classes he's got to take is college level Russian.
Yeah. Good luck, Zach.
Yeah, exactly. And
like
of course,
he didn't, not without even taking the first level Russian.
Throw you right into
because
college.
Because you're
level.
Such a genius, you must know Russian already, which is ridiculous.
Getting a 1502 on your SAT means
you know Russian.
You just know every, like, you just throw him into, like, you know, college level calculus, college level Russian. Right. He's just going to catch it. He's going to catch on. Because he's just a genius, because he scored 1502 on a test he took one morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and of course, Zach's like, what? This sucks. I don't want to do this.
His sweater.
Oh my God, yes. Well, because the next scene, he's in his room, again, wearing the Cosbiest.
What
Cosby
I would
sweaters.
Describe as looking like. The real world house decorated, the first real world house decoration.
Oh my God, on his
like
sweater.
The squares and the triangle.
Oh, totally perfect.
That's what it reminded me of.
Perfect.
That weird like art from like, the 90s.
Yes, how they had like murals
neon,
in that place and
like
stuff.
Squiggly lines on top of triangles.
Totally, totally. And again, this happened a couple of episodes ago. It seems like when Zach's about to hang out with a hot lady, that's his go-to is a Cosby sweater.
Yeah, he wears a sweater.
Isn't that weird?
It's always a sweater.
He looks, I mean, he normally looks relative to the other people, like, he looks cool.
Like, yeah, like you're like a collared short sleeve shirt and like, you know, his Nikes or whatever he wears.
Like, when you're watching this, he's the one.
He's the cool one.
Yeah, and he's the one least, like, if you took him out and put him in modern day, like, he's the one that would look least ridiculous.
Right.
But for some reason, whenever he's going to hang out with a hot lady, he's like, I got to go with the craziest
sweater time.
I have. Yeah, gotta that's his go-to
girls.
Date jam. So he has that on. He answers the door to his room, and that's when Heather comes in. Isn't that her name? Yeah, Christine Taylor comes in for their study date, right? And he's totally got, like, the lights down low. There's, like, jazz music playing
he's
or something.
He's got his beanbag chair. Like,
yeah, it's all fluffed and ready. He's got his candles burning. And then, so he's like, yeah, come in, whatever. And then that's when there's a knock on the door and it's Kelly. Because she's like worried about Jesse. And that's when you were like, would his parents really just let two girls go right
without
up to his room?
Without telling him first, be like, oh, not saying, oh, he has a girl up there. We'll just let another girl come in and knock on his door.
Right.
Like he lives in an apartment building or something.
Yes. Like, that's exactly right. Like, they have to go through his parents and they also wouldn't go, okay, well, that's weird that his ex-girlfriend and another girl wanted to go hang out with him alone in his room.
And then a guy knocks on the door.
Yeah.
Which is Heather's boyfriend.
Yes. Well, that first, he gets Kelly out of the way. He's like, whatever, get out of here. I got a date. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Then he says he needs to massage her shoulders to relax, to absorb the knowledge.
Yes.
Which is very molesty.
It's very molesty, super molesty, and super adult. I don't remember in high school, like, any dudes being like, let me massage you.
Yeah, like, that's creepy. They would be way more nervous.
Yes. Well, the only dudes that did that were, like, those dudes in drama club or whatever who would give you, like, unsolicited back massages. Like, that guy. You know what I mean?
Guys, yeah.
You're like, Like, there was never, I mean, I had a boyfriend in high school. He was never like, let me rub your back.
No.
Girl. Like, what? We're
no, not... that's, like, creepy, like 30-year-old guy doing that to, like, a
It's a
teenage
total
girl.
Grown move. But yeah, so he's like, let me give you a back massage. And she, I mean, we find it out, obviously, when the guy comes over. But if you think, like, she's got a boyfriend.
Right.
She's in this dude's room alone with, like, hand. Like, you would know immediately to go, hey, I have a boyfriend, dude.
Right.
Like, turn out the candles.
And she's just playing dumb. Like,
me.
No, I don't know. What I invite my boyfriend over.
Because then the door knocks and it is her boyfriend, Bob.
Bob.
Who's also like 35 minimum. Minimum 35-year-old man.
Wearing like jean jacket.
Head to toe
like,
denim.
Looks really buff.
Yeah, he's huge.
Head to toe. He's wearing a Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, and he's huge. But when he comes in, Zach's like in the middle of massaging
her. He's not like, get the fuck off my girl.
He totally isn't like, what's
He's
going
like,
on?
Let's study.
Yeah. Like, what? Let's study, even though I should have gone to college 15 years ago.
Right.
Because I'm a grown man.
Right.
I'm a grown biker. He looks like a biker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's total. Everything about that's weird. And that is another thing you mentioned. Like, the parents had to go, what?
Why are all these people coming into my house?
Right. Why does this grown man, stranger, want to go into my son's room? Oh, who cares? Go on up.
Yeah,
go
on
upstairs.
Up. You could murder my son, but I don't care. because Zax can do what he wants.
Yeah, they just really let anybody... They kind of did let him live like he lived in an apartment of his own.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, come and go as you please. Right. We're not going to ask you any questions.
Yeah, no questions.
Yeah. So that's then, of course, you know, the study date's ruined. And then they actually have to, like, study. Okay, so the next scene, they're back at the Max, and they're trying to figure out how to help Jesse, even though Jesse is a total dick to all of them.
Yeah, she doesn't deserve help.
Not at all.
From her friends, who she's just being a total bitch to.
Totally, and calls dumb, like, every second.
And Zach's like, no, we gotta make her feel better. Yeah. What can we do?
They get together, and they're like, let's do a plan to help Jesse. So then that's when James comes in, having just come from an audition.
To play Julius Caesar.
And he's like, fully, you don't have to dress like the character when you go to an audition, by the way, but he's wearing like a toga.
He's wearing a toga into the Max. Mm-hmm. Didn't change his clothes after the audition.
Mm-hmm. Just went straight to the Max. Also, it's a weird thing that that triggers, everyone has forgotten that James has already acted for that. James already played Zach's dad once.
Right.
They've already utilized his acting skills. And then this, they're like, oh, James is an actor. Like, they're just realizing it. Yeah. And it's like, you've already used him for a scheme, guys. He's a go-to dude. But that's when, you know, light bulb goes off. And Zach goes, you're about to play your greatest role
ever. The greatest role of your life.
Which is amazing for so many reasons. But James is like, yeah, totally. Now, James is an adult who willingly and excitedly accepts this offer from a bunch of teenagers.
Right.
Like, do you know, he's like, yes.
They're not paying him.
There's no way. And if they are paying him, it's like $10 or something. Yeah. Because they're teenagers. They don't have money.
He's probably like, what, in his late 20s?
Oh, you're being very kind to James.
Like, he's
a server. James is like 40.
Oh, really?
I don't know. He just looked like way old to me.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, I'm almost 40. But I mean, he just looked way older than 20.
Yeah, compared to those kids, I guess.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, group of teenagers that I weirdly hang out with, I'll do this scheme for you.
Like, really excited about it.
Like, imagine. I mean, I just put, imagine that. Like, imagine even if it's you, like, you're in a diner. You're in a 50s diner.
Right.
And a group of like six teenagers come up to you and they're like, will you participate in our scheme? You'd be like, what are you talking about?
You're like, no. No, I don't think this is a good idea.
Your children.
Right.
That's weird.
He's like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, he's like, of course I'll do it.
So
but again, no one forget it. He should have been like, yeah, remember when I acted like I was your dad?
Yeah.
Zach? Like, yeah, I'll do it. So, yeah, he does it. They dress him up, put a beard on him, or a mustache, whatever,
a
give him a pipe. Yeah. And
just walks into the college fair, I guess. The next day or whatever. Just brings a sign. Puts it on a table, so apparently anybody can walk in and pretend like they're a representative from a college if they have, like, a Harvard sign.
If they just make a sign.
Yeah.
Like, so he walks right in, sits down next to the lady from Stansbury. Again, yeah, just pulls a sign out of his jacket, like, hi, I'm here from Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
And she flips out, again, like he's a rock star, like, flips, oh my God, a guy from Harvard?
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. And he's like, yeah, I'm from Harvard, but I'm only here to see one person, and it's Jesse. And of course, like, talks it up. Like, Jessica Spano is the greatest of all time, whatever, whatever. And then they have people play, like, Kelly comes up and goes, hey, can I see some brochures? And he's like, are you Jessica Spano? No, then get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. We're only here to see one person.
Plays
like,
it
yelling
up to,
it.
He's yelling it. And plays it up to such a degree. And the lady from Stansbury is, like, buying it.
Totally buying it.
Like, is super leaning in, like, oh my God. I can't believe this is happening.
What have I done?
Yeah. Buying every second of it. And then, you know, Zach, to really hammer it home, Zach comes up like, hey, can I go to Harvard? And the guy's like, fuck you if you're not Jesse. Like,
yeah,
you don't
SATs
care.
Mean nothing at all.
Right. Which he does have a point there, though.
Yeah.
Because he is just like, it's just one test. And then the woman, again, buying all of this. Now, they've done what they came to do. And so that's when Zach's like, let's get out of here because Jesse's coming.
Right.
He's maybe a foot away from the table. Because James starts, like, super overacting.
Right.
Like, he's super like, yes, Harvard doesn't care about... He gives the Harvard guy weirdly, like, an English accent somehow. And is like,
yeah,
Harvard
accent.
Does not care about SAT, whatever.
Harvard is the Stansbury of the West.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Or she says, we think of ourselves as
Harvard
the Harvard
of the West.
And he's like, well, who are you kidding? There's only one Harvard or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he's super overacting this, and that's when Zach's like, yo, we got to get out of here.
mm-hmm.
makes him leave, like pushes him off. And then when they're only like a foot away from the thing, uses the Harvard thing and starts beating him over the head with it. I'm like, the lady is right there.
Like, she's not going to notice and be like, wait, that was real weird.
Yeah, like, she's not going to be like, oh, that's kind of weird.
Oh, that's weird that the Harvard guy was here for 30 seconds and then leaves.
Leaves. And then a student beats him over the head with his own prop. Like, oh, yeah. Curious right. behavior. Yeah, so she would have absolutely seen that. But as they're walking off, Jesse walks in. She sees them. She sees James and right. is like, oh, that's weird that mm-hmm. James is here. Okay, anyway, goes to talk to the lady who now all of a sudden is like,
oh, she's totally all over Jesse. We want you and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You're the greatest.
You're the best. I can't believe I turned you down. I'm so sorry. You're the best.
And instead of Jesse going, oh, that's fantastic. This, yes. Yeah, let's sign up. I'll sign up right now.
Yes.
She goes, wait a minute.
Yes. Which we both were like, no one would do that.
No.
You wouldn't give a
you
shit.
You would go in. You would be in on the joke. Be like, oh, hell yeah, they want yes. me. Yeah, that's awesome.
Because she's like, because, yeah, then Jesse, like, gives her a speech. And is like, wait, is the only reason you want me is because Harvard wanted me? And the lady is like, tries to go, oh, no, but whatever. You would not. You'd go, holy shit, I can't believe I get to go to this Ivy right. League school. Of right. course. I don't care why you right. chose me. It's my future. It's my education. Like, she acts like she's teaching the college a lesson.
Right, like, oh, you only want me because somebody else wants
me. Yeah.
There are hundreds of other schools that want me for me.
And it's like, they don't give like, a
what
shit.
Do you know? They don't care.
Just go to that school.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
She's one person of the hundreds of faculty at that right. college.
It's like that lady's going to go back to Stansbury and be like, close up shop, you guys.
Yeah.
The school, we don't have the morals and standards yeah. that Jesse Spano expects us to. What are we even doing? It's just like, look, that sucks. It was a shady way, but go to the school.
Yeah.
They want you to. Right. Yeah. So she like lectures that lady as if she gives a fuck and kind of shames her and the lady, whatever. And then so the lady walks off. And then that's the end of that. And then the next scene is they're back in Belding's office and it's Belding and James.
Right.
Because now Zach has gotten him to play Stanley Allen Taylor. The head of the SAT board.
There is no such thing as the head of the SAT no. board.
There's probably no such thing as an SAT board.
Probably not.
Definitely no such thing as the no. head of it. Definitely the SAT is not named after a human being.
No.
Like the principal of the school, more than anyone, would go, oh, it stands for Scholastic Aptitude, Test.
Yeah.
It's not a dude that invented
his initials.
I mean, how amazing is that?
And he's going to come into Bayside High.
Right. Like, the guy's like, yeah, I own... Also, how long has the SAT been around? It's been around longer than James has been alive.
Oh, yeah.
If James is, like... We're going to... Okay, we'll be generous. You think he's in his 20s. I think he's in his 40s. We'll say he's 35. The SAT has been around longer than 35 years.
Yes.
So it's impossible that it was named after him as a human being.
And Mr. Belding just goes along. He's a principal of a high school. And he's like, oh, this is what the SATs are named after. And lets anybody in his office.
Okay, you can just walk right into his office.
Walk
right into campus, walk right into his office.
No security. No security. Like, no ID checking.
Exactly. No credentials. But also, yeah, he goes, he completely believes it. He's yeah. like, oh, that checks out. Even yeah. though I'm the principal of a school. I show up to the SAT day to give a speech.
Yep.
And have probably done that for years in a mm-hmm. row, but yet think it's named after a dude. So he buys it. But also, like I said, doesn't go, hey, didn't you just try to trick me a few months ago into thinking you were Zach's dad?
Yeah, his dad.
He looks exactly the same.
No, Mr. Belding has no clue what's happening.
And just because James put on a fake beard.
That changes everything.
Changes everything. Oh, I have no idea who this guy is.
Yeah.
Instead of going, you just tried to trick me as Zach's dad. I'm yes. on to you.
Yep.
So he's buying it. So James, as Stanley Allen Taylor, is telling him, hey, you got to go easy on Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Take him out of college level Russian.
Yeah.
Give him a couple days off.
Yeah.
A brain that big needs time to think or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so Belding buys the whole thing, calls Zach to the principal's office. He comes in. And then that's when he's like, give this guy a day off, whatever. In this, I gotta say, in this scene, I got genuine laughs.
Yeah, because they were really laughing.
Yeah, they were, like, Zach totally breaks.
Right.
Like, Jimmy Fallon style, just yeah. starts laughing in the middle of the sketch. And it is kind of funny.
Because James's like, beard falls yeah, off.
His
and
beard's
I'm sure
off.
That probably wasn't supposed to happen.
I don't think so either. I think all of that was real. And
I think
given
it was
the
real,
history
yeah.
of the show not doing second takes, I bet it was a total fuck up, and they're like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not going to go back and do it again.
Right. It was so good. It was really, like, genuinely funny.
So I genuinely laughed at that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that, it, but again, Belding buys it the whole time and is like, sure, I'll give Zach the day off. And
Zach's like, but I've been having so much fun bonding with nerds.
Yeah, he totally says the phrase bonding with nerds.
Ugh.
And then that's when he's like, oh, Zach, it might be too late for him. And he's like, yeah, you can have the day off. And then when he leaves, he closes the door and the only person in the hall is Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's again where she hammers home, like, I don't need Stansbury, a bunch of hypocrites. I'll go to a lesser school.
Right.
Just to prove.
To prove them wrong.
Yeah. And the final line, though, is when she's like, it doesn't matter that I didn't get a 1500. And Zach's like, I also did get a 1500. I got a 1502, bitch.
What a burn.
Drop the mic.
That was a pretty good last line.
It was totally good. And I kind of weirdly like the fact that Zach got a 1502.
Yeah.
Because he's a sociopath, whatever. He didn't go to class. I like the idea of like, yeah, of course that guy didn't go to class and do homework, but he's not dumb. Because I'm not technically dumb, even though I barely graduated high school and into college.
I wonder if they were all multiple choice questions on the SATs.
Because again, in the same boat, I did pretty well on my ACTs, and it was the kind of thing where people were like, whoa, and I'm like, I'm not dumb, you guys.
Yeah,
I just didn't
want
to do homework ever. There's a difference.
I saw Mr. Belding last weekend.
Okay.
Actually.
Was it in the Valley? I've seen him at bars in the Valley
a ton. No, he was in this music video of a friend of mine manages this rapper girl. And was in, he did a cameo.
Wait, he's in Nova's video?
Yeah.
What is he being Mr. Belding in the video?
Yes. I think the video comes out.
I was about to say, is it out yet?
No, I think it comes out like
maybe
this week.
This is Nova Rockefeller. This is Jensen.
Yeah.
Jensen Karp, who rules.
Yeah.
Manages Nova.
Mm-hmm.
And so Belding's in her new video.
Yes, which I believe comes out soon. Maybe this week or next week.
Okay.
And I met him and he's like super nice dude.
He's super nice.
He's really nice.
He's nice.
Did
he hit on you? Be honest.
No, I had met him one other time, maybe like 7 years ago.
Oh.
At like a bar.
Right.
Like a club or a bar. And I got a picture with him with like my friend Jen. I was like, oh my God, Mr. Belding. And like he put his arm around me and like he kind of put it really close to like my stomach. And I was like, oh, that was weird.
Yes.
But then I saw him again and Jensen knows him, has worked with him before.
Right.
And he did the laugh.
Oh, did he, I wonder if you can request for him to be like, hey, 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 or whatever.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Or like any of those kind of lines.
Yeah, he was really nice.
He's not. I mean, like, I do like the fact that he does own it, too. Like, he's like, look, I'm Mr. Belding. That's
right.
Who I am.
And that's what I think he still, that's how he like makes money. He does appearances.
Yeah, because I don't get, if I were a part, like, I can understand it both ways. Like, I get it if you're an actor, you don't, it's like, oh, I don't want to be this person forever.
Right.
But the flip side of that is I'd be like, look, I'm a part of like the lexicon. I'm a part of pop culture history.
Right.
If I were Zach Morris, I'd be like, yeah, dude, I was fucking Zach Morris. Like I would own it.
Right.
I mean, I guess it's easier for him to do because he's gotten parts, obviously, since
he's
then.
More successful.
But even if I was Screech, I'd be like, dude, I was Screech.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking cool. I was Screech.
Yeah.
But
so it's kind of cool that he like owns it. Like he doesn't care. Like he's like, yeah, that's my life. That's what I did.
Yeah,
I'm going to be Mr. Belding for the rest of my life.
Yeah. But he likes the ladies.
Yeah, he does.
He likes to maybe creep on the ladies a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I can't imagine like younger girl. I mean, because how young? Because I'm 29 and I watched it.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like, what's your history with the
show? And I feel like people who are younger than me like just like miss the cutoff to like.
Yeah. I feel because I'm 34 and I feel like it's either 5 years below or above me.
Yeah.
Is people that watched it. And if you're out of that.
Yeah.
Then either you or maybe people are seeing it now.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if people now ironically because I watched it genuinely.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Like 100% genuine.
Like all through like because it started whatever 90.
Yeah.
When I was like six or whatever.
Yeah. And
I don't think
it was
I watched
on Saturdays.
It. Yeah. I watched it probably. Probably when I was that year, maybe I was like 7 or 8 or something, because it's just reruns constantly.
Yeah.
So I watched it probably into like middle school. I was still watching it.
Oh, no, because I watched it in high. I think when I first started watching it, I was really young, too. If you were 6, you know, I was like 11.
Mm-hmm.
But watching it on Saturday mornings then, that I was like, oh, this is what high school is like.
Right.
This is what it will be like when I get to high school.
Remember, then they had the college years.
Yeah.
And I watched that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Zach got beefy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I, so when I was that young, I was watching it. And then when they did the reruns when it was four times a day, I was already in high school. And right. I think then I was watching it going, I'm pissed that high school
isn't
like this.
This isn't high
this.
School. Yeah, this is nothing. Like, people don't hang out at lockers and talk.
Yeah, and have 5 a.m. breakfasts at 50s Diners before school starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
So did you also watch it in reruns, like when you were in middle school and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I watched it anytime it was on.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Miss Bliss ones?
I did. But I
feel like that, like, I watched all of those, but yeah. I don't really remember a lot of
them. I kind
of
don't either. I remember not liking, they were way more kid, they were way more Disney shove a moral in here yeah. more than these were. And also, you know, they don't, and the familiar, I started watching it after I had already started watching this. Because I feel
yeah, that's what I did too.
Yeah, so I was just like, well, where are the rest?
Right.
Because it was only
Where's
Zach,
Kelly?
Screech, and Lisa.
Where's A.C. Slater?
Yeah, I didn't like the other characters, so I was like, oh, this is just weird.
Yeah.
So I didn't like, even though I liked Haley Mills, because I liked the Parent Trap and all that.
Oh, yeah,
But I was like, oh, gee, original recipe for me all day long.
Another thing that Mr. Belding said, you know how Screech had that book come out?
Yes.
It was like behind the scenes, yes. Mr. Belding's. He's like, none of that's true.
Really?
He's like, it's all made up. Nothing of that happened. He's like, nothing of that I knew. He's like, I knew the kids. They were all like good kids. And
right.
There might have been some dating between a few of them. But the stuff that Screech was saying, like the weird orgies and like drugs. And he's like, I don't remember seeing any of that stuff.
See, I haven't read it. Many people have been like, you have to read it.
I haven't read it either.
I don't want to hear Screech talk about his dick like ever.
No, it's so
I can't.
Gross.
Yeah. So I feel like I should read it just because I do this. And it's like, research, whatever. Yeah.
Research.
But I don't want to hear him talk about his dick. I have never watched his porn. I don't want to see his
dick. I want nothing to do with.
I mean, that. I don't doubt some of it's exaggerated, but also Mr. Belding might not have been there the whole time. It's not like if they were fucking, they're gonna invite Mr. Belding along.
That's true. But he's like, yeah, from what I remember,
right,
I didn't hear any stories of that. And
right, interesting. I might have to read it now.
And he told us the history of the hey, what is going on?
Oh, yeah.
He said when he was on set, the director would always say that because, like, the kids would, like, just, like, get their attention.
Yeah.
They were, like, young and, like, fucking around. And the director would be like, hey, what's going on? Like, he would say that. And then Mr. Belding, he said that once in, like, something. And, like, it kind of stuck. And he just kind of.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
That was, like, his saying.
Oh, that's hilarious that he took. It's, like, ripped from the headlines.
Yeah.
It's, like, I took it from the real life director.
Yep.
That's funny.
Behind the scenes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Pretty awesome.
Maybe I should get Mr. Belding on this. Everybody tells me I should.
Oh, yeah. You should.
But, I mean, having him over at my apartment.
That
is weird. You know, it's like,
he's super nice, though. Genuinely nice. I don't think he would try to have sex with you. I don't know, though.
Well,
I don't know.
I'll have a sound guy here that day or something.
Yeah, have somebody else here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, Mr. B. Maybe I'll look into it now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this was awesome. And I totally appreciate you being here. Okay, your stuff, your Twitter is straight up your name, right?
Oh, yeah, Melissa Stettin.
At Melissa Stettin.
Yep.
You write for a ton. You write for Exo Jane. You write for Vice. You write for tons of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So all that.
Yeah, I'm just on the internet.
Okay.
I'm just there.
Check you out on the internet. Don't you have a Tumblr, too.
Models on Phones.
Nice.
Is one of my Tumblrs where I just put pictures of girls, models on phones.
Awesome.
And then I have a website called prettyboard.com.
Nice.
I used to write on that a lot about like dumb modeling crap, but I write more for like Exo Jane and StyleCon and all sorts of random things. But yeah, I'm there on the internet.
That's awesome. Writer slash model.
I love it.
Okay, and I am still at AP on Twitter. That's my jam. I want to thank all of you guys for listening. And the next episode is a two-parter in one.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's me and Aaron Gibson, and we do the Palm Springs weekend episodes because we ended up watching one and we're like, nothing happened. So then we watched the second one. So we combined it as one. And I just want to say the order is insane. Just letting you know, that's the next episode is the two Palm Springs ones. After that, I'll let you know as I go along because comparing the documents I have with Netflix, everything is jacked. So be patient with me, everyone. And thanks again for all the awesome emails and iTunes reviews and all that. And the Tumblr for this is gobayside.tumblr.com. And I will see you guys next time. Thanks.
Beep, 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 go Bayside!